Well, we are coming up on the final Leaf Peter Clarion Concert, which is going to be coming up in Hudson, New York, at Hudson Hall on Warren Street, October 26th at 7 p.m. And it's called An Opera with Experiments. And our guest today will be the person who is heading up this show, Haiting Chin, and we welcome her to Robin Hood Radio. Haiting, it's nice to meet you and talk to you today.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself, seeing as this is a fairly new introduction to you for most of the people in the listening area. A little bit of your background before we get to actually what this show is about.
Sure. I'm basically a classical singer, which means sometimes I'm an opera singer, but I do also a lot of new quote-unquote art music, because the genres have gotten so muddied that it's hard to say what that is, but new music and Baroque music, concert music, recital music. I developed this show in 2016 with my partner in crime, Erica Switzer, who is a collaborative pianist, professor at Bard, and also plays with many fine singers around the world. And the show, is the official title is Science Fair, An Opera with Experiments. And it is my tribute to the career that I did not have, which was as a scientist.
Now, when you say science fair, explain a little bit what this opera is going to consist of.
Sure. Opera is a bit of a shorthand.
Yeah.
It is something more like a cabaret of science concepts. Now, what it is an evening-length show that is made of interviews and writings by and of scientists and science writers that I developed into a libretto, and then commissioned some of my favorite composers to basically write art songs on these texts. And then we perform it with live classroom-style experiments and artistic slideshows, and some of it is just performed almost as science choreography. And it is both hopefully lovely to listen to and also funny and engaging. I take some of my inspiration from musical comedians like Tom Lear, who sang about difficult subjects in a funny way in order to make them entertaining. And I take some of my inspiration from, say, TV shows like Ask Mr. Wizard, which I grew up with, and then later on MythBusters, which some of the audience hopefully grew up with, where science topics are treated in a way that is, I guess the word for it these days is edutainment.
I would just call it entertainment, because I remember when I was in school, I was lucky. I'm 66, so this was a long time ago, when everything was very rigid. But our science teachers and our math teachers knew the difficulty they were facing, and they incorporated so many different entertaining things that kids our age back there liked into both processes. It made learning less painful for us, I'm sure, made teaching less painful for them, and it made learning a lot easier for us.
You just encapsulated why I wanted to make this show. I might have made it sound like it could be directed at children, but it's not exactly. It's more directed at that little scientist and all of us who remembers the joy of discovering things and learning about the world from the scientific point of view. I think there are some things that you might remember vaguely from school that hopefully this music will remind you of in an exciting way. But it is also appropriate for children who are in the midst of learning these things. And I'd like to sort of celebrate that way of thinking and exploring. Another inspiration for this piece was that classical music is, of course, used in the world to kind of elevate our feelings, whether that's in a religious way or in a movie scoring way. And I wanted to give that feeling to ideas of science and the scientific way of looking at the world, discovering, figuring out how the universe works, and leaving yourself open to the idea that all of our concepts about it might change in an instant when we discover something new, things like that. Hopefully the joy of science.
We are speaking with mezzo-soprano Hai Ting Chin, who is going to be appearing in our area at Hudson Hall, an opera with experiments, October 26th at 7 p.m. More information, clarionconcerts.org. It's interesting when I took a look at your background that this show is a culmination of you putting in several years of out of residency in New York City to put this together. Did it start one piece at a time, or did you have a general idea in your mind of, like, let's say 10, 15 pieces, and then how you were going to put these together to form what you formed?
I'd say that both happened. The residency is a great program that Here Art Center, that's H-E-R-E, a very confusing name for a place, but a great institution. They have a residency that is for mid-career artists who want to try a different direction. And I had never really made a show like this in the rest of my life. I had just been a singer for hire. And they had an open application process, and I had this idea swirling around in my head, and I wrote it down in a proposal and got into that program. So in that case, by then I had it all kind of in my mind, not necessarily specific ideas for 10 or 15 pieces, but a general overview. But before that, I had been working with some of these composers, and for a long time I went to undergrad with a couple of them. And I'm married to one of them. And I had asked people along the way to write me songs on unconventional texts. The one that comes to mind that was maybe the seed of this whole idea was that I asked Stefan Weissman to set the ingredient list for the Hostess Twinkie. And he wrote me a delightful song that was a big hit. And from there, it sounds vaguely scientific, all those chemicals and ingredients. And from there, I asked various people to write nonfiction songs, settings of things from manuals and magazines. And my husband, Matthew Schickley, is a fellow science geek, and he set some quotes by famous scientists like Marie Curie, for instance. Some of those quotes are still in the show, and those were to celebrate those ways of thinking and lovely quotes from those scientists. So all those things came together in the end into the idea for the Here residency, and Here supported us beautifully for several years with works in progress showings and then a final production in 2016.
It's interesting to hear you talk. Once again, Hai Ting Ching, and it's an opera with experiments. You mentioned the Twinkie. When I was in grammar school, actually I had a science teacher that took a packaged Twinkie at the beginning of the school year and put it in a dark place in his room, okay? And at the end of the year, he opened it up and showed us how it didn't go bad. That's true. That's a true story. At the end, So
I understand that it's more about the package sealing than the actual Twinkie, because a Twinkie has real eggs and milk in it, and if you break the package, it will go bad.
Yeah. It's just, but I think this is what's great about this show is that you were just very dramatized how really it is wide open to anybody who's my age, older, younger, or even younger, some grandchildren, as long as they know how to act in a public place, to see something like this. Because you just said it. I think there's some things that every human being, whether they want to accept it or not, except for a very few, are interested in some sort of way. And science, because it involves so many aspects of our life, I think is at the top of that list.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Science is an enormous human endeavor and deserves to be celebrated.
You know, we've had people over the years like Carl Sagan, and now I forget his name, but he you know, putting forward ideas about space, because as part of science, that's something that's ingrained in every one of our psyches. And this show sounds like it's highly entertaining when it's been performed. What have been people's reactions to it?
The reactions have been extremely positive. People generally are delighted and enthralled by it. I don't want to. I feel a little embarrassed talking about it in that way, but I really feel happy and proud. I should say that I feel proud that I've put something out in the world that people enjoy so much, and also hopefully learn a little something from. The response has been really heartwarming.
Once again, it's your chance to see this, the Clarion Concerts, an opera with experiments at Hudson Hall, Warren Street in Hudson, New York. It'll be October 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information at clarionconcerts.org. And when we post this up on our on-demand page, which will be in just a few moments, you'll be able to go to our on-demand page, go to the interview section, and pull up this interview, and we'll have direct links to the venue and also for tickets and ticket purchasing. Hi, Ting. I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning, and welcome to our neck of the woods. Have you ever been to Hudson, New York?
I have, yes. I was there just a few months ago checking out the space, which is absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to perform there.
I was going to say, it's a great town, and we're lucky we live in such a great area that presents so much art in one form or another. Once again, October 26th at 7 p.m. Hudson Hall. I think thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight.